I made a decision to name Blake the starter. I think that, you know, the first thing that I look at is to make sure that, you know, who's going to give us the best chance to win in the situation, you know, that we're in. I look at everything, not just the quarterback position, of how we want to play and what we want to do. I think Blake has the ability to, you know, extend plays for us, which I think is going to be helpful in what we have to get done. I think that, you know, I talked to both quarterbacks today. I talked to players on the team. And, you know, we're just going to – we need to work, and we're just going to get ready to get after that work. We got less than 2 weeks to play and get ready for our season opener.
Why was it important to do this this morning?
I just think that, you know, I had enough information. I think we have to get ready. I think that the ability to keep going on for me was going to stop the progress of the team. I think that, you know, the one thing, like I've said before, you know, nothing really is status quo on the team, meaning that, you know, you've got to go out there and perform, you know, at every position, not just the quarterback position. So, you know, if someone's not playing well and not doing a good enough job, you know, we're going to, you know, do that. I really have always believed that, you know, competition, you know, could bring out the best in people, or should. You should be able to see that. And that goes for all the positions.
How much of this decision was about the struggles of the offensive line versus Blake being really the better alternative than Jack?
I think it all goes into play, Gene. It really does. I mean, that was my point before when I said I mentioned everything of how we have to play and what we have to do. So all that stuff does get factored into the decision. It's not necessarily, you know, the one against the other.
Doug, do you think you'll play Blake at all Thursday?
I'm going to wait and see, just see how the week goes, see where we are, and then come up with, you know, a plan prior to. We've got a couple of what I want to get done is I got a couple of tough practices coming up, so I just want to see how everything goes before I say, okay, you know, who may be playing, who's not playing. You know, I told the players, you know, hey, everyone's got to be ready to go and expect to go. I think that's important. I've said that before about the preseason. And that's something that I've always believed in.
Was there a player, two or three, on Thursday night with Blake that sort of crystallized for you that he could be the guy moving forward?
I think it's hard. I don't think you want to make a decision on one or two or three plays. I just think it's, you know, just a, you know, really just growth, watching everything, just, you know, trying to take all that information in. I think it's, you know, I thought the one thing that I thought he did a better job, and I told him this, I just thought the sideline, you know, the communication, everything was better, you know, for me. So that's something that, you know, you might be able to ask him.
What do you mean by that?
Follow up on that. Yeah, what do you mean by that? Was he just more?
This was very clear, very, very clear. It was clear communication, ready to go. I haven't been with him in many games. So, you know, for me, I felt very comfortable, you know, when things came on the sideline of being able to talk. Sometimes you don't have that with players. I mean, you know, I've been this way with many players. You know, you get in there and it's kind of – it's tough, it's rattled, something just happened. You know, sometimes they might not have seen it the way you've seen it, you know, from the sideline. But, you know, I thought that was good, you know, clear communication, which, you know, is something that I thought we've improved upon.
Did you refer to just you or him and Nate and Scott as well?
Excuse me?
Were you referring to communication between Blake and you on the sideline?
I'm talking about me and him. Okay. I don't care about the other guys.
Have to clear that up.
Yeah.
Was there?
It's not a big deal. I don't know what where you, where you. I'm just asking. Where are you going with it? I mean, I have the same thing with the defensive players. You know, coming there and after the first drive, you know, clear communication on the sideline of hey, what we expect when you go out there. I didn't mean to make it a big deal. I was just making it a point. You know, I'm just trying to find something that was just clear. That's not a decision breaker. That's something that I thought that he did a good job of. I mean, really, that's it. I mean, I'm not trying to hide anything from anybody.
How much of the offensive line's performance last
asked
night?
Asked and answered.
What?
Asked and answered. Go ahead, finish it.
Yeah. How much did the offensive line kind of factor in your decision to go with a more mobile quarterback?
Gene?
Oh,
I get what you're saying. Okay.
did you like how Blake responded? I mean, he got a pretty good gut punch here after the Bucs game. Did you like how he responded and handled himself in the 10 days after that?
I watch how both respond. I always watch how players respond. So I think that, you know, again, you want to see that. You want to see the competitiveness. You want to see them go out there. And, you know, like I said, you have a problem if they don't respond. You know, then it makes it easy, you know, the decision. So, you know, I was happy with the way both quarterbacks went about it. I thought they were both, you know, their teammates won. They're supportive of each other. I thought that was good to see. You always want to see that. They were both, you know, trying to help each other get better, because at the end of the day, the most important thing is, as a team, you know, we get better and we win. And, you know, no matter who's out there at any position.
Moving forward, how long of a leash will you give Blake?
The same leash I would give any other player on the team. I really, you know, and I've said that. So, you know, I don't think you give X position a longer period than you do a defensive tackle position or a corner position. I think that, you know, we have set goals of what we want to get done and what we want to establish, you know, day to day, week to week, game to game. And I think those things have to be met. And I think if those things have to be, that are not met, okay, then obviously, you know, you have to make a decision and get someone in there that gives you a better chance to win. And that's not going to change.
Doug, as a passer, where is Blake's level right now in terms of this decision-making and accuracy?
Good enough for me to stand here and say he gives us the best chance to win.
When did you decide? When did you kind of know in your mind?
Well, I think it was a lot of work yesterday. I don't know. I can't give you the exact time. But, you know, after the game was over, staying here, watching the film, you know, after the game, you know, it's 2 or 3 in the morning, you know, waking up, you know, 6:30, you know, getting 3.5 hours sleep, waking up, going through it, going through in your mind, going through how you want to clearly communicate that. And then, you know, obviously I went in there and, you know, I talked to Coach Coughlin and Dave, and we had a discussion. I said, here's what I'm thinking. These are the reasons, you know, which is obviously a private conversation with the three of us. And I told them what I was thinking and what I'd like to do. So
you feel you had to have this open competition to sort of shake him up and make him understand what you want, what needed to be done with him on the field, kind of get him in that frame of mind, or what?
Well, I think, you know, it's funny when people say, you know, open competition. It's funny that they'll tag that with the quarterbacks, but, you know, there's open competition at guard, you know, which we're still trying to figure out. You know, there's open competition at, you know, other positions. And I just think that the same thing. I think whenever you have competition, you have the ability to see, you know, someone rise up to the top or go down. You know, you might have two players that go up the same way, you know, but you might have someone that just crashes. So I'd much rather find that out, you know, with any player, you know, during this time of year than to do that during the season, because I think that would be I wouldn't be doing my job to the team, you know, if I did that. So I'd rather put as much adversity, as much stuff that goes on, you know, do all that stuff, come out here, handle whatever I have to handle, because some of those things, you know, obviously are going to get asked, tweaked, talked, everything's going to go on. And at the end of the day, I, you know, my responsibility is to feel comfortable with the 11 on offense, 11 on defense, and the 11 that are on all the special teams. So I don't have a problem doing that.
Do you feel comfortable with Cam at left tackle in week one right now?
I thought early in the game he had gotten beat. But I really thought he came back well. So I have seen a great progression of him. I think we'll see, but I'm comfortable right now if he's going to be our starting left tackle as of today.
And you referred to guard real quick. Is it Omame and Bowanko either?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to figure it out. I mean, really. You know what I mean, I think that, you know, we got, you know, a lot of practice left. You know, I think Josh Wells has done some good things too, you know, to compete with Cam. And I think we'll see. I really think I don't want to sit here and say, hey, we're set here. I think it's important that you have to say, you know, the quarterback thing. One, I wanted to make sure that you guys got it first. You know what I'm saying? I think that's important. You guys know how I feel about the local. But also because we've got to start working ahead now, game plan-wise. So that way that one comes into play a little bit earlier than anything else.
Did you announce the quarterback decision to the team?
Or just to the two players? Two players and – you know, obviously I picked a bunch of guys. I couldn't get everybody together at first.
I see. Yeah. You didn't tell.
No, because I wanted to try to do it simultaneously.
Yeah.
You know, so I had the quarterbacks here, and, you know, I got as many players as I could to get together.
How much of a conversation was there in the last couple of, maybe week and a half, about looking to bring somebody else in to add to the competition?
I'm not involved in those. I'm only involved with who's on the roster.
Do you think Rivera will be available to play this week?
I don't know. I know that we were trying to. You know what I'm saying? I still don't know the status of that yet. We're trying to get him back.
And then will DD practice today?
We're expecting him to, yes.
Doug, okay. Has there been any communication with Houston at all with this hurricane? And
the only communication I know about is, my wife and Coach O'Brien's wife. I know they've spoken. Obviously, they were college roommates. That's the only communication I know.